When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Crack it. Oh. I got hit in the face.
No, you didn't. Don't lie.
Just a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Wow, the shot begins.
So we decided we wanted to know if you were lying. I seen you and old boy Blueface talking about old girl. She was eating your ass.
Let's get right
the sitch was the sitch was eating your ass.
Selena Powell.
Selena Powell.
Why would you let a woman do that?
I mean, if she wants to, I'm definitely not turning it down.
No, you don't do that, Adam.
What, we don't stern down fades, right? That's one thing you taught me.
Fades, but you don't do no like that.
She was fading my asshole with her tongue.
You should have knocked her out.
That's really what you would do?
That's gay.
You're addicted to eating booty, but you're that offended?
A women's not a woman. Eat mine. I don't get down like that. I'm a huster.
Right.
Yeah, hustas don't get down like
I'm pretty sure there's some hustas that are down to get.
Well, if they do, we don't know a county. And if we do find out, we're going to put them off.
Really?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Selena Powell, I'm going to send her to 55th Street.
Yeah, we're going to beat her ass.
No, you're going to make love to her.
In the 55th Street alley?
With your booty on?
Nah, I don't get out like that. Nah.
You got to think outside the box.
I'm not thinking outside no box.
You're a freaky guy. I know you could eat so good if it came down to it.
I eat a sitch ass and a sitch and bust a sitch. You fired me, but none of the other on the other side. I don't get down like that, hood.
Fair enough.
That's a Tekashi 6ix9ine type of guy.
If he wants to get his buddy eaten by Selena Powell with me, I'm down. But I was going to say, I'm happy to have you back because we've done so many crazy, zany podcasts with, you know, the famous Richard thing, the J-Maine thing, and all these other
J-Maine,
stuff.
J-Maine, all right. That's just Syria.
Yeah, the whoops. Yeah. We'd be saying whoops, right?
Yeah.
All right. But, you know. I was like, we haven't really got a chance to just sit down one-on-one, although I do have my man's Officer Remo with me.
Officer?
You want to make that name stick?
He's trying to make it stick.
You ain't no mother officer. You're not a correction officer. You're not a police officer. You're not an officer.
All right, fine. I won't push it anymore.
No officer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a joke.
That's not a cool joke.
Well, that's a joke. It's a joke.
You got the Simpsons intro hoodie on right now. So
it's a Carhartt joint.
Right, but you don't look too...
Oh, the Simpsons. That's how the clouds look.
It's Remo.
You used to watch the Simpsons?
Oh, yeah, we watched the Simpsons.
Which Simpsons character do you relate to?
I like Homer.
Yeah, okay.
I like Kaka drink beer.
But you remind me of Krusty the Clown.
Oh, hell no.
Not like a clown, but like you smoke and drink and you're just out here trying to keep the people happy, but it's difficult.
Oh, he was an entertainer. He was.
Yeah. He was a good guy. He's Jewish, though.
He smoked a lot of fucking cigarettes, though.
He did, and you're a blunt man.
I smoke sometimes every blue moon, man. But, God damn, no, I'm not smoking cigarettes, no.
Can you just scoot a little bit this way so that the mic...
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Not that I'm trying to control your flow or anything, but, you know, the mic.
Yeah, make sure my clothes is real nifty.
You look good. Where'd you get this fit?
I went at the store.
What stow?
We, me and Charlie Mack went at Northridge.
Nordstrom's?
Yeah.
Or is there a
Northridge Mall?
Northridge Mall.
Yeah, but we went to Louis Kurgers and Bar and Grill. That was fire.
Burgers for the people.
Kurgers.
Right.
Yeah.
Kurgers.
They don't take a rocket science test to know what the f*** I'm talking about.
No, that's true. But I got to translate for the white people out there.
Oh, hey, buddy, buddies.
I'm the only white person who can do that for them.
Yeah.
I'm the sole elite white. Why? As soon as I put the jacket on, I get too hot.
It's hot as a motherfucker in here.
It is?
Yeah. Where's your AC at?
I'm glad it's not just me. Okay. What have you been up to? How's life? Before we get into all these questions we got for you.
Life is all right.
Why just all right?
I mean, I'm doing me, you know? I'm doing me. Just going through it.
Going through it sounds bad.
No, I'm smiling. I'm not, it's nothing bad.
Good going through it.
Huh?
A good going through it.
Yeah, we're going through life, doing Mac Ventures. Mac Ventures is doing well. Shout out to China Mac.
Mac Ventures doing well. That's nice to see.
Oh, it's making nifty increments.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that's positive.
Yeah.
But I see you getting in trouble, too. You got in a fight at the game, right? I seen Remo having to stand in front of you to break it up.
We was running through the thinky winky. Me and China Mac was running through the thinky winky, and I'm looking
the stadium
back. You know, we're just playing, having fun like young guys, like us do. We're young guys. We, you know, we run around, we play. So we're running. I'm running. I'm looking. Oh, ran into this old OG.
White guy.
Lifer. He was a lifer.
But he was an old Caucasian man, right?
Yeah.
A lifer?
Well, that's what his Instagram thing was saying, like ex-lifer.
So
what,
he was hollering at you on Instagram? You want to smoke after the fact?
No. He wanted to drink some beer and go on Mac Ventures. He found out he could get famous. So he said, shit, he's going to try his best, you know?
So you'll hang out with this guy again?
China Mac doesn't want to hang out with him.
Why not?
He just doesn't like how the vibe went.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe in the future.
Who's in charge of the Mac Ventures thing? You or China Mac?
Me and China Mac. I have access on my YouTube, Mac Ventures on my phone, and he has access also on Mac Ventures, so we know exactly what's getting made, what videos to upload. He's fair.
He's fair.
He's a fair
I like that.
Yeah, he's fair. He's fair as a He lets you know everything. He'll show you what's getting made and monetized and everything.
Because you've had so many fallings out with so many different...
Oh, snakes, a lot of... Snakes.
Who's a snake?
Most snakes.
Who's a snake?
Mr. Lovejoy is a snake.
Oh boy, I thought you guys were cool again.
Oh no, he's a snake. We found out he just snaked me out of $2,500 that me and China Mac sent him to his Zelle.
What?
Took the fucking increments and ran out of town with it.
Why'd you send him $2,500?
Well, we were trying to do something with the old Instagram page. He was like, "All right, well, give me this, and I'll give you that Instagram." He, all types of snake shit. Him and his big guy upstate. Yeah, all snake.
Mystery guy we always hear about?
Oh, they're all mysteries. Mr. Lovejoy's mystery guy.
But it's over with ODM?
ODM Slim's cool. He's doing his own thing, taking care of his kids. He's a nifty father.
Okay.
As far as, I'm not doing music or nothing like that with ODM Slim. No, but that's still the homeboy, though. You know, he's doing his own thing.
What about Lupe? I haven't seen you with her a lot.
I mean, Lupe moved. She lives so far in a big house, bro.
Where?
She's far.
The IE or something?
Further out. Further past Montclair, like in a nice big old house. She's
really?
Like, yeah, Lupe's in a big house.
What the fuck is she doing out there? You can't slang papooses out there, right?
No, she can't do that.
And you can't manage Crib Mac out there.
She never managed me. She used to drive.
Well, you can't pick up the bitches for Crib Mac out there.
She doesn't have to do it. I can lift them.
You send the lift for them.
Right.
Were you banned on Uber?
But Lupe, if she's running out of increments, when I send the lift, I'll give Lupe a couple dollars so she can have.
Were you banned on Uber?
No.
You just like Lyft?
Nah, do both. Well, whatever the price is right.
And then you can have two stitches being transported to you at the same time?
No, I never do that.
Okay.
A different stitch every different day.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever have threesomes?
No, I just want a stitch at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You had quite like the tumultuous number of chicks since you
I smelled cigarettes in your fucking place.
I did. I just smelled a cig, too. It's your man's. It's not us.
I think it's a backwood.
Yeah, that shit does smell like cigarettes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So a new sitch every night. That's important.
Sometimes, yeah. But
sometimes you got a baby on the way.
Right. That's in May.
Who's that with?
A nice girl.
You impregnated a woman?
Impregnated a woman, yeah.
And this is a real thing? This isn't like some clout
People
thing?
Think it's a skit.
No.
This is real.
No, it's real, yeah. Yeah, it's real. It's a baby coming.
So where did you meet her at?
I just meet people around town sometimes. You know, meet them around town and like their ass and want to fuck them in the coochie and asshole. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. They like me.
And sometimes you'll just make a baby with one of them?
Sometimes you keep using condoms because that shit gets tiring. It takes the feeling from it. It's like,
well, you can't pull out, though?
Yeah, you can, but sometimes it's hard to pull out when it's getting ready to come real fast. Just dive in it and die in it.
Just diving it.
So this wasn't planned. This wasn't the plan, baby.
Nah, this shit wasn't planned, but it's happening now.
Yeah.
And all the dates add up. I talk with King Five Fingers. All the dates add up. So I'm happy five, and it's coming in May.
He's helped you with your birthing cycle?
No, Cuz just let me know, like, the different dates and the different shit, how it adds up, because Cuz got a baby. So he knows. They know all that shit. I don't know none of that type shit. I got to Google it and look all.
You think you're going to be a good dad?
I'm going to see the most niftiest father with the most nifty instincts.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the kid starts crying and acting up, though, you're going to have to exercise some self-control and not just throw him against a wall or whatever.
No, we never do that, kid. Okay. We're not hurting no kids.
No, definitely not.
No, we ain't hurting no kids.
I see they try to say you hurt a hamster the other day. Because the hamster.
I didn't hurt a hamster. I picked up that motherfucker in there.
Yeah.
That could potentially be seen as hurting him.
How?
No, you just rose, put them in there like the Lion King?
All the way in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably like 7 feet up.
Damn, you might have PETA coming for you at this rate. PETA? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals?
The animal wasn't hurt.
Right, but they still...
Cut went right in his cage and he sat in there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So Remo was doing a little bit of research. He has some questions that he wants to make sure that we throw out there, that we get under control while we're here.
So the last time we was on live, well, actually wasn't on live, recently Blazing Dog got at you. You seen Blazing, how Blazing Dog got a boyfriend.
Yeah, and you gave her right. I gave her advice that she could mess with anybody else in the world. I'm not talking about myself. Anybody else in the world, but not your motherfucking main enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they ain't
the op. Because it's killing your people and you sucking cud. That's bad.
Do you don't think it's good that maybe the beef between the two sides could get a little bit less tense if she's, you know, having sex with him and dating him and whatnot?
What kind of question is that?
I mean, it could be good for the culture, right?
Bring both sides together?
It don't make sense. How does that make sense?
I mean,
this is an active gangbanger that's out there shooting you motherfuckers and cuffing your homegirl.
But do you even know who he is?
I don't know. Snoo, and I don't give a fuck Snoo cousins.
I'm just saying, it might not necessarily be as heated a beef, I don't know, at this moment as what you're assuming it is.
I don't know. Snoo the fuck is.
His name's THF Muda.
So what?
He's going to come on here. I'm going to have them on together.
That's great.
You want to co-host?
She tried to say that you were jealous, but you're not jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just trying to help you from getting yourself chipped.
I feel like you're jealous.
That's it.
You're jealous of, like, anyone who gets to spend time with Clayton Dahl, I feel like. Isn't that fair to say?
No, there's other women out there.
That's your, like, celebrity crush.
She was. Not no more.
It's over.
It's a young sitch.
You think she's a...
That's a ass young sitch.
Why do you think she's... I think she's pretty smart.
She don't seem smart.
Why not?
If you were smart, you wouldn't do no shit like that.
Like turn you down or just fucking with the ops?
No, me, cuz. I'm talking about you with the enemies that's killing your homeboys. You sucking their dicks.
Right. What's your
piece of shit.
What's the temperature on that shit, though? Is it like...
Is
everybody...
Is
everybody on the ground upset about her dating him? Or is it kind of whatever?
Zoom made a video and he wasn't happy with it. I think he kind of like addressed it.
What, so, yeah, Zoom? Like,
Bezu, THF Bezu.
Bezu. He from the same hood as THF Muda.
He wasn't happy.
Yeah, they're not. A lot of people really ain't jacking her dating her off.
I was shit. You putting yourself in a life position. You're doing some shit like that.
It can get tricky, right?
It will get tricky, that type of situation. Because you got to think, this is a motherfucker that's been shooting your motherfucking homies.
I love that you have so many assumptions about this dude.
No, it's serious.
But not everybody from a gang or from a hood is necessarily the guy who's going to war, right?
You can't trust that type of shit. It's five close.
I have no idea if he's that kind of guy or not.
It's five close.
I did. I was on FaceTime with her, Instagram Live, and I said something about, you got to let Crip Mac f-. And then I remembered that she was dating the guy, and I was like, all right, actually, my bad. Make your own decision.
I see you getting more fly and shit because she was trying to clown you about about you dressing and shit.
I give a fuck how I dress, cause I still dress like that with the shorts, the long socks. Yeah.
She's saying you had John Cena shorts and
shit.
I give
a fuck. So what? Yeah. Don't leave the Crip. I got more increments than that sitch ever would have.
She just hating on you?
Yeah, she just hating, cause fuck her.
You think she just doesn't understand the LA gang lifestyle?
No, she only came out here, did no jumper, and went cock five her city, her state.
She probably doesn't give a fuck about the politics out here. She's all about the Chicago world, right?
Yeah, that's where she's from. That's her shit. Yeah. You know, so that's cool with her. That's what she gonna do.
Right.
You know?
But what if you came in the full Dickie suit and maybe a Jerry curl?
A Jerry curl. Adam, you're a motherfucker. You know that?
It's just an idea.
No. No.
No Jerry curl, ever. Your hair looks so dense. Like, it looks like you could have the craziest head of hair if you chose to.
Yeah, if I let it grow out, I could get little curly hairs.
I think a afroed out Crip Mac would be, like, way less intimidating. It might actually help you with the sitches.
I don't need help with them.
I used to have the shaved head, and as soon as I started growing my hair out and growing a beard, everybody was like, oh, you look so much nicer.
But when you had your bald head, it looked like you...
Yeah, because I look like a fucking skinhead.
No, like somebody just rock and roll music.
Well, yeah, a skinhead.
But now
would be,
you have your hair, you look different.
I look a little bit more tame, but you're not trying to look tame.
I mean,
you ever try to grow a beard?
I have a beard right here.
Okay, but like an actual full beard?
No, I won't grow.
It won't?
No, this is probably enough as it is.
That's crazy. It feels like your body is teeming with testosterone and you can't grow a beard.
Shit, I don't know, man. What kind of questions you asking, buddy?
Hey, we're going off
buddy,
time.
Buddy.
We're going off time.
Buddy Woody. Yeah, break
people
down
hate
buddy
on
Woody.
Me for that. I'm going to be calling people my buddy Woody and people getting mad at me. What you got here? You've been saving a case of... Oh, it's a plate
of... A couple of tacos. You want a taco?
Nah, but...
You want a taco, Remo?
No, I'm decent.
It's like 2.5 tacos. You ate like half of one and just left the other
two? Nah, I got another plate of the mother put up in your kitchen.
You got six?
Yeah. No, I got like 10 of them. Huh, 10.
Wow.
Because, you know, you got to go to the studio and take care of something the next 4 or 5 hours.
What, you got to record?
Yeah, I'm recording.
What's the idea? What's the song?
Oh, about sitches.
You already have a premise? Or is it just you can go in there and just go crazy?
Nah, shit, we're going to the studio. We're going to make it happen.
You freestyle all the time or you write anything down?
No, I write some stuff. I listen at the beat and make sure the shit add up properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
From listening to your music, I definitely thought you were punching in.
No, I'm just the greatest. I'm the niftiest. That's all.
You have a creative spirit for
like
sure.
Like my new clothes?
I like it.
I'm fresh like King Five Fingers.
We like the Nike.
Well, King Five Fingers wears Nike fresh clothes.
But one thing I always notice about you is that you'll get a fit and then we'll just never see it again. Like it just evaporates into thin air.
Nah, it depends what I'm doing. You know, if you're just out and it's hot outside, kid, you're definitely going to get a pair of nice shorts, some long socks. You're going to throw on a pair of crypt blue shoes and a crypt blue shirt, and you're going to go wherever the f*** you're going.
But then I'm never seeing those shorts again. And I know people don't like to wear the same outfit twice because they're trying to be fresh.
I have 10 pairs of them shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The navy blue and the royal blue shorts, yeah.
Maybe I should just pay closer attention to your outfits.
Yeah, I like those shorts. I'm cool as a mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why you say fuck Famous Richard?
Oh, he's a goofy. He's a clown. He's a sitch.
Really? So yeah. You're still holding some kind of grudge against him for all that?
I don't like...
What was it about it? Like, what did he say in particular that pissed you off?
I mean, just like, he's just trying to trigger different people from out here. Like, hey, you better watch that shit you talking.
Right.
Seriously. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you at one point, it kind of seemed like you were about to get it in with him.
Now, he didn't want to do nothing with me.
And you choked out his manager.
We should have choked him. We should have put him in a headlock.
And even if he tapped out, just keep holding it?
No. If he taps out, you let him get a little air.
Right.
Yeah.
But you weren't appreciative of Famous Richard's whole attitude towards the West Coast in general?
No, hell no.
It's hard to tell with him what's a skit and what's not.
He's just a troll. He's a goof. He's a clown. He's a troll.
Would you do content with him again?
He's a troll.
A lot of people that you do content with are trolls, technically, right?
I don't know. If it makes sense, I don't know shit.
Okay. Well, if it comes down to it, I guess we could make it happen.
Trolley-wally.
You want to fight him?
Yeah, fist.
Boxing ring?
No gloves. No boxing ring. Just
right.
Fight.
He seemed kind of judgmental of you when he watched the video of you fighting, though. It seemed like he was kind of hating on your fist.
No, he wasn't hating. You got to think, if you have nowhere to run and I catch you with these motherfuckers, I'm going to break every bone in your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Me, for sure.
Your face, by show.
What do you want to say about that squabble that we had the other day?
Oh, shit, Adam. You attempt it. It's like a motherfucker. You attempt it. You didn't do the bathtub, but you didn't stir it down. You attempt it.
So you and Adam almost got in the fade?
We had a nice little squabble with Lino's toe.
So that's the viral picture I seen with you?
Yeah.
Like, the niggas?
Over Lino's.
Oh, yeah. How'd you feel about that photo doing so well of you guys sort of just standing behind her? Everybody thinks you smashed.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get full of eating that coochie and asshole.
Holy shit. That is way more offensive looking than I thought it would be.
Is he a contender?
I mean,
I'm still in the competition.
It's for the love of Lena. And
right.
No holds barred.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, hopefully.
But okay, when we had that little fight, I'm going to be honest with you, I sort of realized how outclassed I would be against you because when you wrapped your arms around me and just started squeezing and throwing me around, I was just like, oh, Lord, this is... I have no chance.
It was just a friendly wrestling match.
It's over. Nothing good is going to come of this. That was the attitude that I ended up walking away with.
Yeah, Adam, you're a great guy, though. You know, you just got to stop letting women eat your ass. That's not cool.
Yeah, Lena ain't ate my ass in a while.
Lena?
Yeah.
Why would you let her do that?
You know, it's fucked up what they say. You get married, and then they stop eating your ass. I don't know. Does anyone say that?
This mother crazy as
I'm just keeping it real. You know, girls, like, they get kind of lazy as time goes by, and all of a sudden, your butthole hasn't been licked in 6 months.
That's strange as a
But I got other girls licking my ass, so.
That's strange, Adam.
But, you know, there's strange, a certain percentage of the audience that will complain anytime I talk about sex, so I'm trying not to overdo it.
We can talk account sex.
You're obsessed with
big
sex.
Big booty stitches, coochies, and assholes.
And none of my asshole.
No, not your fucking asshole. Women's assholes, Adam. God damn.
They're overrated. Women's assholes are overrated. My asshole, underrated.
Nobody want to hear about your asshole, dude. We're talking about women.
All right, people, today it's time to talk about our sponsor, King Palm, the all-natural smoking wrap company. They're one of the leaders in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip. And there's no need to lick it and roll it. All you have to do is just pack it with the legal herbs of your choice. They also have a huge line of popular terpene-infused flavor palm rolls, and the cool thing about their flavor palms is the capsule in the filter tip, so you can activate the flavor at any time during your smoke with a simple squeeze and pop. They offer rollable wraps, hemp cones, and all the essential smoking accessories that you will ever need. Super smooth smoke, easy to use, and you can order them at kingpalm.com or at your local smoke shop or even at your local 7-Eleven. King Palm was the pioneer of the natural leaf wrap, and now they are one of the best-selling brands in smoke shops across the country. Check them out on socials and use our discount code NOJUMPER, one word, NOJUMPER, for 50% off all King Palm products at kingpalm.com. This is the perfect product to add to your smoking lineup. Take the natural path with King Palm. Okay. So you just recently did a Instagram clip in which you basically invited Krishan Rock to your dick, and in the process you called Blueface Custerface.
Right.
What was the plan behind this? Because we all saw you run into him at this event, and you guys right. seemed like you were cool. And then we see this, and we're like, oh, what changed?
Well, right after the little event shit, we was cool. And then his cousin D-Loke, whatever, post some shit. They made a whole video about me.
With Blueface in it as well?
Yeah.
What? D-Loke did that?
Yeah, cousin, that other mother.
I feel like I know D-Loke. D-Loke is the guy that I eventually started calling Freaky Loke, I think. Pause. But
you said they did a video dissing you?
Yeah, like, it was a video. It was a rap video.
I can't find it. So I guess
you
I
can't
gotta,
find
I
it.
I gotta look harder.
What did they say?
Just like, motherfuckers act different and different in person, custom act, this and that. Some shit like, hey, nigga, you talking about me. You fight me?
Yeah.
Blueface featuring D-Loke, two cocks. Oh, that's 5 years old. That's definitely not it.
You probably just gotta type cut name in.
D-Loke?
No, just type maybe Blueface Crip Mac diss or some shit. You know, Milk probably retweeted it and reshared it a million times while he's fucking himself in the ass on the couch.
He makes a lot of content about you, huh?
He don't go nowhere, though. Ain't nobody ever going to catch this motherfucker. He hangs on the couch. He don't go no fucking where.
Right.
He gave me a nickname. He calls me Revolt.
Why would he call you that?
I've never heard that.
I don't know. Just in the Mac Ventures log, he just keeps referring me as Revolt.
Maybe it's D-E-E Loke, but yeah, I can't find it.
Just put Blueface Diss Crip
Mac. I did. I searched Blueface Crip Mac Diss.
I seen this shit. And it's just like, what the fuck? We just seen this motherfucker yesterday, last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so what's going on with the Milk thing, though? Have you just gotten used to him fucking commentating on every aspect of your life at this point?
That's all Milk gonna do, cuz. I'm the only content this motherfucker ever gonna have.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in there, too.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Josh unsubscribed to his channel, so I don't really, like, see it.
But... Oh, unsubscribe. You were actually following Milk's channel?
Well, we were cool at one point.
Oh, you was years ago.
But I think Josh did the sneaky unsubscribe.
And when you try to fake hard, kick your fucking thing in, trying to fake like he was tough, trying to kick that shit.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That could have ended bad for him.
Come on out, Gilligan, Adam, right? Because start kicking it, little scrawny-ass motherfucker.
You f*** with being called a Gilligan, or is that offensive?
No, what the f*** it is?
A Gilligan? It's a character from the TV show Gilligan's Island.
I don't watch shit like that.
You don't? That's old as fuck, man.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it when I was a kid. Nick at Night.
Oh, nah. They don't.
Man, those tacos are really smelling fierce.
Would you like a taco?
No, but just the longer I sit here, the more the onions just sort of invade my nostrils.
You got the no-jumper microwave. I'm put it in there, but I know to take this off.
I was about to say, no foil.
Come on, cuz. I'm a smart crip. I know that.
Did you ever do that by accident?
Never have.
Never?
No, because I look at everything.
I learned that lesson the hard way.
And I would let the kids know. Kids, I know you're watching. Your parents don't want you watching no-jumper, but you sneak and watch it anyway. Look. This foil, don't put it in the microwave. It'll explode and blow up your whole house.
I did it with Pop-Tarts when I was a kid. They had a foil package, put it in the microwave.
Set the whole shit on fire, huh?
It was just a bunch of sparks and shit. It didn't destroy the microwave.
Did you shit on yourself once you seen that shit was going like that?
Honestly, I was probably like 13, 14 years old.
You wasn't scared at that time.
No.
Are you scared now as a man, Adam, or are you scared more when you was a teenager?
Of putting foil in the microwave?
No, just a scared motherfucker. Individual person.
I'd say I'm less scared now. I'm probably halfway through my life.
That's good.
So it's like, it feels like there's less to be afraid of.
Yeah. Just got to run into all those trolls you disrespect on the internet. You got to watch those trolls.
I ain't doing none.
You remember, when you go at the beach, wear not some sandals. You got to have a pair of shoes on.
At the beach?
Yeah.
Fadeable footwear?
No, because what if they there? You got to fight.
So you're saying I got to wear some combat boots to the beach just in case I get into a squabble?
Yeah, you're starting a lot of shit with a lot of different trolley-wollies.
I'm going to be real with you. I'm not really going to the kind of beaches that I think I'm going to see an op at.
No, you're going. You're probably going to Malibu.
Yeah.
Yeah, Malibu.
But I will be
or Newport Beach.
Me and my girl went to the beach in fucking Ventura County. And we definitely ran into a bunch of fucking Mexican kids that, you know, they weren't
loved
trying.
You.
They loved me, but they also told me, like, hey, be careful. And I'm like, don't worry. It's right over there.
Right.
But I did run out to get my Postmates, and it was not right there.
Oh.
So they had a point. They could tell, too, because I'm just rocking a bathing suit. It's like, where's it at?
Right.
But, you know, I guess I say that just to say that any beach could be a dangerous beach.
Not really. It depends where you go.
You run into a shark.
Yeah.
Would you fight a shark?
If I had no choice.
In a boxing match, though?
No, you can never.
A tank of water? I'll give you a harpoon.
No, you can't do no shit like that. That's impossible.
We went fishing the other day for the first time, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was cool. We were starting to get a little dizzy out there, a little sick. But it wasn't that bad. You know, once if you stay out there that long, there's something about it that makes you kind of dizzy a little.
That was your first time on a boat?
That type of shit. Yeah.
What other kind of boats you been on?
Well, Mr. Lovejoy had a boat. Him and his big guy had a nice little boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before the big guy went upstate?
We don't know the big guy. Nobody knows him.
Oh, but you went on it?
Mr. Lovejoy is the big guy.
You have such a mysterious life, dude.
Mr. Lovejoy is the big guy.
Anyway,
he's the guy that has that fucking his boat.
The reason why.
Remember, he's scamming everybody, so we need to put that out there.
Allegedly. I don't know about
that. No, it's true. It's a motherfucker.
Okay. But the reason why I was asking you about this and Blueface was because of the fact that,
fans send me screenshots. They wouldn't lie to me.
The day before you did that, I had been on here with Wag 100, and he had agreed to do a podcast with you.
Fuck Whack 100.
Okay, we could have got into all that. But instead, you start dissing his artist right away, and then it's like, I guess he doesn't want to sit down now.
Well, I tend to, you know, to say different things when he's...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you don't want to do a sit-down with Wack if it's going to involve not talking about people that you consider your enemy.
What are we going to talk about, Wack 100? Snake me. I've been fibrous. Snake me my whole fucking few years of fame.
How'd he snake you?
Yeah,
what? Snake him. He's just a snake.
He was trying to set up a boxing match for you.
Well, he did that and also putting out other all types of shit. That's strange.
What did he put out?
I don't remember. He's just strange.
I seen a clip where Wax said he wanted to manage you because you're a big representation for the West Coast.
I don't want to cut it. Do nothing with me. No.
You wouldn't allow him to?
No. Anything that has to do with him or Mr. Lovejoy, no. No.
You wouldn't, but you would sit down with him for a podcast.
I'll sit down and talk with Kate, keep it respect five.
We might need to.
Because I'm not the sitch he thinks I am.
What about if we put a cage in the middle?
No, we can sit right here. I'm not the sitch motherfucker that I am.
We're going to have to get extra security, and they're going to have to be in the room.
I'm a real motherfucking man.
Right.
Yeah.
You and Wack would definitely be doing a lot of yelling on here. That's the main thing that I could.
Yeah, he's argumental. He argues about everything.
Right. And in that way, I feel like you guys could be buddy
buddies. What I did like.
Buddy buddies.
No, we're not buddy buddies. Oh, okay. But what I did like is how he gave Lupe's love five some increments when the place burnt down.
Well, see, right there, look, he's a good guy. Good man.
Other than that, everything else is just scam.
But he's worked with a lot of successful artists.
Yeah, he is. We can sit down sometime, talk. Just keep it respect five.
Right.
Because I'm not the sitch. He thinks I am.
I feel like he would still sit down with you even though you diss Blueface. I feel like he could maybe get over that. Oh. Would you do a podcast with Blueface?
Why?
Make some content? See how you guys get along?
We could do a podcast, keep it respect five.
Right.
That's all. You keep it respect five, because I'm not the sitch motherfuckers think I am.
I would be less worried about you and Blueface and more worried about whoever you bring and whoever he brings being outside together.
What?
I mean, like, your homies, his homies, sitting out there for an hour and a half could get weird.
I don't think so.
But you see what I'm talking about, though. It's like real potential for things to get weird.
How?
Because maybe you and Blueface have enough to lose that you would both keep it cool, but your homies, his homies, maybe you couldn't say the same for them.
I don't think it's just no actual hood issues like that. It's just, nigga, we don't just fuck with cut like that because of that shit that came out after we left that bullshit.
Right.
The next day.
They dissed you the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the song dropped the next day?
Yep.
So they had that in the talk. They had to, right?
Mm-hmm. That shit was like the next day or the next day after that. I remember it.
They might not even be around anymore. I couldn't find it.
You got to we'll find it. I'll sing it if I can find it.
Right. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
What was you doing with Boosie the other day?
We was at his concert. I was on stage with him. My boy Spiffy Luciano works with.
Shout out Spiffy. He gave me a bunch of weed the other day.
Yeah, Spiffy Luciano.
I saw him at a party.
Yeah, he's cool as a motherfucker.
He was the guy with the pound.
Hey, solid as motherfucker. He cool.
So he's the one that linked you over Boosie?
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, Boosie's a big fan of me. I'm like, yeah. So we went on Instagram Live, and Boosie like, he coming out to L.A., and he got a show in Cincinnati. He wanted to meet me. We met. We took a picture. Also, I got a song coming out. It's myself. It's Spiffy Luciano, Boosie, and Big Sad 1900. It's a song coming out we did. People should hear it probably in about a week.
Wait, you, Boosie, Big Sad.
And Spiffy.
And Spiffy together?
Yeah.
Who put that together? Who put all the work in to make that happen?
Spiffy did and Boosie did. I call him Koozie Cat Ass.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because he's cool as a motherfucker. He could definitely have a cool name from Crip Mac with all C's.
You called him that to his face or his...
No, I told him when I seen him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Koozie Cat Ass.
And he was fucking with it.
Yeah. He told me when we took the picture, this is his exact words. He told me we took the picture. He said he's going to put this, when he gets home, he's going to put it on his wall.
Ooh, I like that.
The picture. So he's going to blow it up probably. He's going to put it on the wall at his house.
Because, all right, I heard a rumor that you were supposed to actually be hosting that show.
What show?
The show that Boosie was at. And then I heard that another L.A. rapper got booked to perform at the show, and all of a sudden, Crip Mac's name was not on the flyer anymore.
They fucked me over many times doing concerts out here. I get fucked over a lot.
So what happened in this specific case?
I don't know. Probably some motherfucker from another set. It's always like that out here.
So you don't actually know who stepped in between you?
No, you got to tell me if you know.
Well, I heard it was a rapper by the name of YG.
No, that was another show. That was with
Oh, yeah, it was a different show. Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
that
right.
Did happen, though. And, just some shit. He's like, I don't think it's he told people, I don't think it's good. He don't like me and this. And I ain't never had a problem with this motherfucker.
Because you ran into him at the same show with Blueface.
Right. I ain't never said nothing bad about him.
Right.
Never.
So where do you think that came from?
The Charlie Wally's clickbait the whole shit.
Really? You think you got fooled?
I mean, how you get fooled?
But I feel like you did diss him a long time ago, didn't you?
No, not Kerr.
I'm just searching Crit Mac YG.
And you're diss Kerr.
I guess maybe you're right. I don't see it.
No, Blueface, I diss Kerr a few years ago. That was it. I didn't diss YG. I don't think I did.
Okay. You fuck with YG music?
I'm a Crip. I like Crip music. But I like the party beats, you know.
What about DJ Mustard?
Yeah, DJ Mustard. He helped T-Fly get far in life, DJ Mustard. Yeah.
Would you do a song with any blood rappers, though?
Yeah, most definitely.
Because you have good relationships with some of them, right?
Yeah, Keta Roo from Tree Top. That's why YG's up. Me and Keta Roo, we cool. We got some stuff we getting ready to do. I fuck with Keta Roo. Yeah. Yeah, but with some Damu artists.
Okay, but let's say, think of it from YG's perspective. Let's say you had a big show coming up, and they say, oh, here's this dude that Crit Mac doesn't get along with, and he's hosting it. Would you do the same thing? Would you say, hey, like, I don't want this dude hosting the event because it's going to be problems?
Get along. I never said nothing bad about this motherfucker.
Well, apparently he's not a huge fan of yours, so, I mean.
A lot of bloods ain't.
I feel like, yeah.
Only some are.
Right.
You know.
But you thought it was all good with YG, but it turns out maybe not.
Yeah. Thought it was cool, you know.
Right.
It happens.
There's another L.A. rapper coming out, making a lot of noise. His first interview is doing crazy numbers. Well, not his first interview because Street News got him first, or Street TV. But they, X4.
Right.
He's popping off. People are fucking with it. They're saying he might be the next big artist out of L.A.
Nah.
How you feel about him?
He might. Definitely some great, great music, some great content, some great music.
So you're feeling the energy.
I like how he raps. My little homie, Blue Devil, little HK Destruction. He listens to X4. He knows X4.
Okay.
Personally.
Uh-huh.
You know, them about the same age probably. Yeah.
And I mean, I noticed that he's got the HK on the side of his face.
Right.
So you guys are kind of similar in that regard, even though you got it written out.
Yeah, it's the same thing. People got to realize a lot of gangbangers in LA got hoods blown out on their face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yours is just kind of more...
It's just there.
It's more blatant, because you don't have to know what it stands for.
Yeah, it's just there.
Right. But you're feeling... Would you do a song with him?
If time comes, fuck, do it, you know.
If it made sense?
Yeah, if it made sense, yeah.
He identifies as a thirsty Crip.
Huh?
He's a thirsty Crip, he said.
He's a thirsty Crip?
Yeah. Well, he's from Fodies.
Yeah, I know where Kev's from.
He's a thirsty Crip.
He's a thirsty Crip.
Isn't he managed by Christopher Lovejoy?
Honestly, Christopher Lovejoy kind of says he's managing him, but then when I interviewed
him,
he didn't mention anyone.
Clickbait and clout.
That's why you don't fuck with him. Okay.
He clickbaits and clouts every fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Yeah.
We did a skit.
Yeah. Yeah. But everything else is just clickbait.
So let me read between the lines. You are feeling the X4 wave, but you can't like wholeheartedly co-sign him because of your issues with Christopher Lovejoy, even though we are not 100% sure.
I didn't plan on doing a song with X4. I just said my little homie, Blue Devil, Lil Hoover, Killer Destruction, nose cut. That's all I said.
What's your definition of a thirsty Crip?
Thirsty Crip is somebody that's going to go out and get their increments. However they get their increments, they're going to do what they do to get it. That's thirsty. You know, they with it. They thirsty. You know?
Thirsty for money is the first thing that your brain goes
thirsty
to?
Thirsty with the, getting increments and thirsty with the gangbanging shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the clip where I asked him about a video of him shooting shit and he just went silent?
I ain't watching.
You want to see it?
You can tell me about it. I didn't see it.
Well, it's basically me asking a question and then him.
Yeah, can't say nothing. That's great. You shouldn't ask questions like that, Adam.
It's a long, awkward silence.
It might not have been you. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I don't think it was me.
Okay. But that wasn't related to any of the cases that you caught?
Yeah, he don't want you asking him questions.
Was that OD?
You're asking Vlad questions now.
I'm not going to lie. That was kind of...
Vlad shit.
I'm not going to say scripted, but this was the second time that we did the interview, and we... discussed it a little bit.
Yeah,
beforehand.
I like X4's music though. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we need more We need more LA dudes from the streets who are making LA's culture look good, because would you agree that LA is kind of taking a backseat to other cities like Atlanta and Chicago in terms of...
No, hell no. Why would you say that?
I feel like the music's more popular, the artists are bigger.
And in Chicago and Atlanta, huh?
Well, they definitely...
It's more universal. LA, just the sound isn't...
Music-wise, Atlanta is way bigger. Street-wise, it feels like people talk about Chicago a lot more.
Right.
And it feels like a lot of L.A. artists might be kind of jacking Chicago slang and stuff. I watch interviews and see a fucking 50-year-old dude from L.A. talking about his ops.
What?
The word op has really, like, permeated, like, every city in America, don't you think?
It means opposition.
Right. But
the opposite, motherfucker.
Chicago invention right there.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, L.A. is talking about enemies, enemigos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you use the op language or no?
Well, I told you when me and Odie and Slim put together the op goblin.
There you go. Yeah. Do you look at yourself as an op?
So why are you and Odie and Slim not doing music no more?
Odie and Slim do his own thing, cuz. I got a lot of shit I got to worry about.
Yeah.
I talk with cuz. He hit me up sometimes. I make sure cuz. All right, I fuck with cuz. Oh, that's the homie. You know, I got a lot of shit I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of, you can't do shit everywhere. It's like, it's 5 months. Yeah.
You've seen that because you've done so much content for so many different people that at a certain point you just feel like it gets kind of blown out. Or what's your attitude on it?
It's like, it's Mac Ventures take up most of the day. And then you got the studio, do the features, right? And when you do have time off, you got to make sure you clean up the house real nice, have Miss Carfield give her a bath. So she doesn't smell like a dirt bag.
Miss Carfield?
Yeah, that's my cat, cuz.
You replaced the G with a C?
Yeah, because her is kind of a little orange color.
But who's the G's?
No, Garfield is an orange cat.
But you just turned it into Carfield?
Because I'm a crap.
But is there like a G thing in like L.A. gangbanging that you don't get along with?
I mean, Garfield is an orange fucking cat.
Right, but I'm saying normally.
I don't like the color orange.
But you take B's and turn them to C's normally.
I'm a crap.
In this case, you're just taking a G and turning
it. I'm not a gangster. I'm a hoodster.
Right. That's what I was going to say. So, like, you're not
a fan
of the
G's. You gave Carfield a bath the other day.
I did.
You got a lot of backlash. You see Milk made that video? Saying Milk, he was choking a cat?
Milk's going to make a video the rest of his life on that balcony. That's all Cub going to do.
Yeah.
Take your ass on Hoover Street, boy. Go hang out with your homies.
I don't know if that's a good idea either.
But some of the fans, I seen y'all made a video showing that Carfield was all right, though.
Of course I made a video showing she's all right.
So Carfield is the actual name.
Her name's Miss Carfield. She's a girl. She's a kitten.
What happened to little Tony Mac?
Cub with Lupe.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah, Tony Mac, cub with Lupe. Cub big.
Long live Tony.
Yeah. Tony Mac's still around.
He got a whole new career now. Huh? He got a whole new career hanging out with Lupe.
She hangs out with him. And then Lupe has her cat, Mr. Beans.
Mr. Beans.
Yeah.
It couldn't be Mr. Bean, like the guy from England who never spoke?
No, I don't think that's what it is. Let me ask Lupe.
You know about Mr. Bean?
I don't know, Kim.
He's a cool dude. I want to put you on to Mr. Bean. Pause.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
You want to see who Mr. Bean is?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to show you Mr. Bean.
Why I got to see Mr. You know him?
I mean, I don't know him, but he's pretty famous. Like, he's like a TV show from back in the day. This guy, look at him.
Maybe that's why her cat's name is
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, probably the cat's eyes.
Oh, wow. He has big eyes. The cat has big eyes like that?
Like kind of wide. Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably it then. Okay.
Is Lupe mad at us? Because we ditched her yesterday? Well,
how'd you diss her?
Ditched her.
I sent Lupe $100 yesterday. She said she was getting stranded in L.A. Yeah, so we made sure Lupe didn't get stranded.
But so how'd you ditch her?
Well, we were supposed to do a Halloween thingy-wingy with Isaac Mack and the other kids. And, do Mac Ventures, the trick-or-treat thing. And it was getting dark. He didn't have time. He was doing something else. It was the last minute five of everything. She's like, but Lupe, she lives so far in a nice, beautiful house.
Right.
Further out. So she drove all the way like, damn. So, I'm like, all right, kid, let me send Lupe $100, kid.
Yeah, I got to hit her back. I know she's probably mad at me.
You should send Lupe also $100.
Yeah, I got to hit her up.
What is she going to do? $200? She's going to be rich.
I'll make sure she gets taken care of.
She might run off on the plug. We give her that much money.
She just sure gonna go get her some of her fucking tacos in Hennessy.
Well, she's a taco dealer as well.
She loves tacos, Lupe.
Okay.
But she makes the best tacos. You never had Lupe's tacos as long as we've been working at No Jumper with
she
you.
She offered to come cook for me one time.
You should have had her do it. Fire fucking
she
tacos.
Wanted Lena to come too, and honestly, our schedules are kind of fucked. If I told Lena, like, hey,
Hey, how about we do this? Me, you, and Lupe, and Lena could go. We could do cooking, right? And we could put everything together, and Lupe could make tacos, right? Only if I could fuck Lena in the ass.
That might be complicated.
Come on, Adam. Don't play no fucking games with me. Shit.
I don't know.
Ask her.
She might be on to new things.
Can I eat her pussy?
I mean, I do find that idea less offensive than you fucking her in the ass, but still offensive.
All right. Just give her a kiss.
Yeah. You might be letting this reality show go to your head.
She's beautiful, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Thank you. It means a lot.
All right, so yeah, Lupe's tacos, some good fucking tacos, though.
Right, but you understand that if I told Lena, like, hey, clear your schedule next Tuesday, cancel whatever you got going on.
We're having tacos.
Lupe's making tacos.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a tough sell.
And what else?
Oh, and Krim Mac wants to eat your asshole.
No, I want to fuck her in the asshole. Said I can't fuck her in the ass, but I can eat her ass. It's less offensive.
I did not say that because I know you're going to hold me to that later.
I'm going to think about it all night, Adam.
But that's a connection that me and you have, though, because you were with me and Destiny when I told you about the Jason Love scene for the first time.
Yeah, Jason Love.
You were the shoulder for me to cry on.
What's going on with Destiny? How's he doing? How's Destiny doing?
He's good. He's getting a lot of hate because of some of the stuff that he's been saying about Palestine and Israel.
Oh, he better stop.
You fuck with Palestine or Israel?
I don't know them, cuz. I don't know them. I don't know.
If you had to pick a side.
I don't know.
Well, would you want to go with the side who has a lot of money and a lot of weapons and a lot of international support? Because in that case, you might be down with the Zionists.
No, see, that, you don't do stuff that they have a lot of stuff going like that. You know, it's which of the team is going to play fair.
It could be argued that neither team is really playing fair. Oh, yeah, it's war, yeah.
Oh.
If you like an underdog, you're going to love the Palestinians.
I don't know.
Because they really got their back against the wall, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So what's up with your weed right here? You got your
Oh, yeah, the Blue Mac.
I tried to solve it. I tried to have Crip Mac solve it, but.
Just the Blue Mac right here. This is the strength.
If you go and join the war, I have I have a name for you.
Yeah.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, man, but now I'm getting ready to run this goddamn show. Blue Mac, this is my brand of weed here, okay? And it's Instagram, zootown.la, Instagram at zootown.boston. On Hustlers, this is the Blue Mac. This is my own weed strand. I get nifty increments off it. They also get nifty increments off it. Myself, I looked in five it. China Mac looked in five it. We know it's legit. No snake shit. No scam shit. Shout out to Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans.
Yes. Shout out to the Puerto Ricans.
Get your ass over here.
Dominicans.
Come here.
Hey, I just had a great idea. That's not a great idea.
Oh. Show your fucking weed. This is him. There's no scam.
You're just going to get up and let him sit down?
Adam, we need this shit.
Okay, you guys are all in front of the camera.
They're all in front of the camera real quick.
Okay.
Blue Mac, you tried it.
I will smoke it.
Yeah, we're going to roll it. Let's roll it up.
You realize that this is kind of all about the microphone, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're kind of standing in front of. Can you, like, stand behind
him? Hey, nobody can't say I don't let motherfuckers get their shine. Hey, you owe me a nifty nickel, huh?
Gingerbread man. Wow, okay. This is going right in the spliffs. Buzzed Bunny. Even Remo's getting high. Don't tell your buddies at the station.
Yeah, y'all can follow us on Zootown.
Yeah, we got to kill that police shit. They're running with it, bro.
NFT 850, you're a big NFT fan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go. Crip Mac, where are you going? Yeah. Come on, man. We got
Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
No, but thank you so much. This is some amazing packaging as well. The colors are intense, vibrant.
I don't like those colors, only that color.
Bro, so you're really hanging out with people from Boston. This is crazy. This is big.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican and Dominicans.
We from your side, fuck around with us. I can say some shit real quick?
Your name definitely, or your voice definitely sounds like a guy from Boston. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Yeah, fucking
fucking Boston. We're trying to put on for the city for y'all. You know, tapping in with Adam, Crit Mac. We're from the West to the East. We trying to make this money go.
Are you gonna pay me my nifty nickel?
No, of course, yo. I'm trying to tell him he's trying to put me on. He gotta get like 30 niggas to be.
I've been working out, hood. Yes, I've been working out like a motherfucker.
You look great.
We appreciate you, my dog.
Would you say this is wicked good weed?
Bro, wicked good weed. Stupid good weed.
We both say wicked. We both say wicked. Let the record reflect. Oh, and we got a hat.
Put that shit on now, Adam.
We're Buddy Woodies.
We're Buddy Weddies. We're Buddy Weddies. Wherever we go, we're Buddy Weddies.
You ain't lying. I got to make it bigger for my gigantic head.
Yeah. Where's the weed? Let's light it.
And I noticed this hat is Crip Blue.
Where's the shit you had rolled up? It's just all good blue mac.
At some point today, I got some sort of like white Crip Blue splatter around.
Oh, we got
it. What is this? How did this happen?
I heard it.
This is definitely not like cum or pee.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. You just did plug talk.
That's what I'm saying. I just did plug talk, but I had my shirt off for the sex part. So that's definitely, I don't know. Maybe it looks like somebody put like toothpaste on the brush and went, whipped it out.
Blog Dookie G with toothpaste?
That sort of thing.
You know what's good?
What's up, blunt guy?
Hey, no, this is my weed.
I know, but it's
you've been smoking more all
two pods in a row with a blunt.
Every blue moon. You know, at night, sometimes you sleep better, but in the day, sometimes you smoke a little weed. You know, keep you going a little sometimes. You know, China Mac, he'll smoke a little weed. You know how he is.
Three days old?
Yeah, and he'll eat a lot of good snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on a diet, so I'm not going to play with that. I like that you got a droopy blunt right now. That thing got so much cushion in it that it's kind of wow.
Mm-hmm. Did you see, I think I seen you talk about the Aunt Glizzy situation where he said he joined the Crips. He a virtual Crip
virtual
now?
Crip.
How did he join? Did he get put on? Did he get jumped in?
He said he the first virtual Crip.
He put himself on, that? Yeah.
Put this motherfucker out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as a virtual Crip?
Oh, fuck.
Maybe you shouldn't smoke. I don't know.
No, you know when it's strong.
You don't
like
have
that.
To mat.
Oh, you broke the fucking.
Hold on, we're gonna have to get some more.
It's not a cigarette. You don't have to just like mash it.
I was trying to smash it in, but look.
All the weed fell out.
It's all right. It's all right. Just leave it.
I've never in my life. You are such a unique person, and I'm so fascinated by you, but you just blew my fucking mind. I've never seen someone do that.
I was trying to put it like
I know what you were trying to do. You were trying to put out the blunt. It doesn't work that way. It's got a big, heavy-ass cherry on it.
Let me see that cotton gun, that Christmas candy shit.
Which one?
I'm going to have a beautiful sitch come by tonight and bust her coochie and asshole.
Look at this. So much work went into rolling this.
I could definitely give her this. Oh, yeah. Tear that ass up, that coochie. Tear that motherfucker up. Some good weed. I got the bottle on hood. Crip and Amigos already at the house.
What does it say above the 5.5 on your back of your
55th
head?
55th
Oh, 5.5 ST.
Straight.
Okay.
Straight.
So you get that done every time you get your hair done?
I keep it like that. In jail, I had somebody use the razor, and they cut it. And I pay them, and they put all the shit in my head.
All I have to do to make this episode viral is put Crip Mac on Israel versus Palestine in the title. We're lit. Nobody's going to not click on that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even know what the fuck that what you was talking about.
Basically, it's in the Middle East. There's a war.
You didn't make sure. I didn't know. I don't want nobody just trying to find me with rocket launchers. Cap.
Yeah, they bomb each other.
Oh, yes.
Like crazy. Serious shit going on.
Oh.
White phosphorus.
Oh. Damn.
It's dangerous shit.
Yeah. If I show us some dangerous motherfucking shit.
But okay, Aunt Glizzy is claiming that he is a Crip now. He made himself a Crip. And this is all coming on the back of him having problems with Brick Baby. So I think he's trying to challenge Brick Baby's Crippin'.
He's trying to get clout. That's all he's doing, man. He's trying to get clout.
Mm.
That's it.
Right.
Motherfucker can't, you know, when you work hard, Adam, like yourself, work hard. I've been working hard. I have a little nifty nickel increments now, Adam.
How much you got there? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
And I got more to come. I got a weed strand now with the guys.
A little birdie.
With Zootown. I got a fucking weed strand.
Zootown,
I
like it.
Then I got Mac Ventures that's nifty. Got my own shit going.
I'm
starting to make it in life.
I heard you came into a five-figure sum of money.
A what?
Really, any amount of money to you is a five-figure amount of money. But I heard you came into an amount of money that was like $10,000, $20,000, something like that, five digits.
$20,000.
How'd you get it?
I mean, kid, that's you work off of YouTube and shit.
Well, can you be more specific?
You work, man.
From YouTube?
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
What do you mean, how I got it?
Like, all at once? Or you said the big man upstairs was keeping you from getting your funds or something.
The big man upstairs. I got my own.
That's
dude.
God. The big man upstairs is God.
The big man upstairs, Mr. Lovejoy's boy.
Right.
You're a crazy motherfucker.
No, I want to take a picture of you, but I want to make sure that the tacos are showing because.
I'm telling you, we need to make that happen with Lupe and those tacos. We don't have to put your wife in it.
I hope but that people we can see this and realize what happened to this blunt. Because that was a fucking tragedy. Real weed smokers saw that and were like, fuck.
Yeah, I wanted to hit it.
That's a $20 blunt.
Hey, everything's going to see all right.
Except that blunt. That blunt is fucked. I mean, you could probably re-rock it if you really wanted to.
I could.
But you notice how weird the weed starts looking when you even hit it a couple times? It starts to turn all black and shit in there?
That's some pretty good stuff, though. It's,
well, yeah.
The Blue Mac. It's real nifty. Yeah, your eyes, motherfucker.
Nifty on the hat.
And you know, I may show the guys I work with here, they're not scammers or anything, the Zoo Town people, so they're not going to put crack or any type of drugs in your fucking weed strain.
Does anyone do that? Does anyone put crack in the weed? He said yes. I heard about the fent, but it seems like kind of a bad idea.
Crack and weed, cuz it's older people.
Oh, yeah, they love that shit.
Like 40, 50.
Mama Duck told me she used to be smoking, 60, what do they 70? Call them? Pea somethings? Pea nuts?
What?
P, I forget. But Mama Duck said she used to do that. Lush used to do that.
Is she an OG? Mama Duck.
She's definitely an OG.
You know FBG Duck?
I've heard the name.
Yeah,
it's the lady.
Chicago legend. No,
Duck, she's a rapper.
His mom is
Chicago. His mom.
Oh,
rest in peace.
Mama Duck.
Scoot this a little so the mic's a little bit more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've seen some videos with the title of that.
Oh, yeah, she's a legend. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Her voice is like she smokes 10 packs a day. There's something about the fact that she can talk about her son's street exploits so casually that was kind of mind-blowing to me. Like, there was a rumor about one of her sons, like, telling somebody to go kill, Rigo Reckless, and she was basically like, nah, because he would have done it himself. And that was just like, whoa. Like, I've never heard a mom say that kind of thing about her son before. Now he's gone, so it's not like a snitching, but
yeah,
most moms wouldn't really go there.
No, I don't think they would.
Just like not something you want to think about is your son blowing shit down. But I guess, you know, over the years, she got a little jaded to it.
Yeah.
Would you sit down with Mama Duck?
Yeah, I have an interview with her.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't have no problems, hood.
Yo, so I seen a clip of Snoopy Badass claiming that three children with Tania.
With Tania.
Yeah.
But he said that he recently just found out that those are actually not his kids. Did you hear about that?
I don't pay them people no mind.
So he said that Crip Mac can't no longer say that you fucked his baby mama.
Say what?
That you fucked his baby mama. He said you can't say that.
Oh, no, that's not CM then.
Did you have sex with her?
I did.
There's a lot of speculation that maybe this was all for clout.
No, I was having sex with her.
So when she made that song, In Love With A Hustler, was she really in love with a hustler at the moment?
That Custer sits every night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, it's one thing.
What that bullshit she was doing, cuz, you just think motherfuckers supposed to just do everything for you, cuz, because you so beautiful. You ain't got to do shit. Ain't no sitch pussy made of gold. Don't fight Crip. You're going to meet me halfway or get the fuck away from me.
She do look pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
When you say meet you halfway, what was she doing?
No, you're gonna make increments match. Understand you going through your shit because you went croaked on 5-5 Crip, you know, and I had a heart to help you, Kim, at the same time. You need to make shit happy, kid, right here. How this is going, because you're going to meet me half or something, motherfucker.
Who did you love more, Tania or Lily Cakes?
Who the fuck is the other?
Fishy Cakes.
Yeah.
You called her that before.
Who did you fuck with more?
I mean, cuz it's just both like they both snakes. It's Mickey Tricky.
Mm. Okay, yeah. But picture this. This is what I kind of don't understand about Snoopy Badass. It's one thing for a girl to trick you into taking care of a kid that's not yours. It's another thing for her to trick you into taking care of three kids that aren't yours. Like, that is kind of mind blowing. How the fuck could she possibly, like, him admitting that? Like, I believe him, but also, like, that's insane. How is that even possible?
Ah.
How can Snoopy be tricked into thinking that all three of those kids was his, and then they're not? He find out. Like, damn, like the first one, you kind of.
Why didn't Cut go get DHL?
My kid looks so much like me that whenever people have, like, you know, joked around about, like, do you know the kid's yours? I'm like, oh, my God, that would be so funny. Like, how could a girl ever pass that off?
Yeah.
But imagine three kids that aren't yours. I mean, the kids probably all look different, right? It's probably not just, like, one dad.
Well, he made a mistake. He thought they was his kids. They wasn't Cut kids.
Right. Do you fuck with Snoopy Badass, though? He's kind of like the rebel alliance of L.A. right now.
Yeah, I don't fuck with people like that, Cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to get a DNA test for your baby?
Oh, that's five a tour. That's five show going to happen.
I feel like your baby, I could probably eyeball it being your baby upon birth.
Yeah, because how the girl is that's having the baby is.
You have very distinct facial features.
What?
Like, you just, your face stands out a lot, you know? Because you're like Samoan and shit, right?
Samoan and Kalesian.
There we go.
Yeah.
Balesian.
I said what I said.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
that's a unique blend.
A lot of fucking Samoans look like me, though. I know you met some.
But that's why you love Blasian dolls, because you're kind of a Blasian doll yourself, right? Yes. I'm sorry.
Fucking Blasian doll.
My thumb just touched his armpit.
A Blasian doll, motherfucker.
Oh, God, it just smells like fucking.
You could have said a Blasian boy. It smells like a Blasian doll. I'm not a sitch doll. God damn.
Now we're two fades in. And I got a stinky thumb. My fucking thumb just went in your whole armpit. I feel like I just got molested.
This motherfucker. God.
I'm literally going to go wash my thumb.
A clay.
Not the rest of my fingers, but my thumb.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to see what angle the cameraman chose for that. That was intense. I got a stinky thumb. God damn it. Remo, ask him something.
So what's up with your kick deal with Aiden Ross? I seen you call him out too.
Oh man, it hadn't happened yet. It hadn't happened. I've been working out every day. I could have put take Adam out that goddamn chair, but that's my boy. You know, but we had to take care of that real quick. That was out of control.
Yeah. How big the dumbbells are now?
Oh, them 60-pound dumbbells.
60? Yeah.
They're real nifty. Oh. Yeah.
You still getting it in every morning?
Every morning. I'm doing the studio tonight with my boy at DJ Flip Studio. We got something real big that's going on. But I'm still going to get that program time 5 in hood about 7, 8 in the morning.
Yeah. So yeah. The reason you've been working out and shit, because I seen on
Capone, the reason you said I'm staying on it, because you never know what different situations when you're going to go back in 5th jail. So you got to stay prepared, you
disaster
know,
disaster
because a fucking protective
normal
custody type shit is that's out, cause that would never happen.
Yeah, but you said that you think you're about to get locked back up. You said that on camera.
It's, yeah, I'm thinking, cause if so, cause only 55 days though.
Yeah,
you fight me. You fight me? Something like that. It ain't long though, cause if it do happen though.
All right, so realistically,
you fight me. I've been a good boy.
Yeah,
I've been staying away from Johnny's. So I think on her, I have a chance, cause you fight me.
I'm not going.
And Macy. Oh, and also me and China Mac wouldn't seen a fuck.
Lawyer?
No, not cuh. What's cuh that know your future, cuh?
Oh, psychic.
A sitch,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
she was a
psychic
sitch
reading.
A psych sitch lady.
Yeah.
And she said, she was reading everything about the little shit, and she's like, I don't see much jail in your future. And this lady, these people know what they're talking about, though, cuh, on her. And she also said, I see you owning and buying homes. So I'm like, oh, yeah, China Mac, that Mac Ventures is taking off, buddy, buddy.
You made enough off Mac Ventures to buy a house?
Not yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. It's nifty increments.
I made a nice nifty nickel. You fired me? Oh, on Hustlers, I made a nice nifty nickel, and I collected a nifty nickel. And I was able to show you some nifty increments. I thought, oh, Crip Max Croak, he don't have no increments.
I never seen you with that much money before, that's for sure.
I got some nifty increments, you know, and I'm doing a lot of nifty things.
Normally you have like a bunch of like older dudes and stuff like with you too, and now you just have weed guys.
Oh, you talking about a couple of my homeboys and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got this the weed strand going now.
Right.
So we taking care of everything. It's all legit. It's all fair business. That's why I let you know in 5-5. These motherfuckers ain't gonna scam no fucking body.
No, I'm sure they would never.
Don't fuck around or I don't hang out with snakes, cuz.
Okay, I respect that. So, Kai Cenat, you know who that is?
No, no, no. Snow the fuck that is.
He's like the most popular Twitch streamer, arguably.
He's a Twitch what?
Twitch streamer.
Twitch.
Young, like a black Ada Ross.
Young black dude doing his thing.
That's all. It's cut. Funny. Neon's funny. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Shut
He's
up,
pretty
Neon.
Funny.
That motherfucker. That's a motherfucker.
But Neon called you the C word.
I grabbed him.
Yes.
I grabbed him worse than I grabbed you. You see his face? He said.
Oh, that's crazy. Because the way my thumb just
you
smelled.
That shit clean.
If I was Neon and my whole neck smelled like that, I might have to go home and hose myself off. Anyway, so Kai Cenat's doing like a week long.
I took a nifty nickel snubble bath.
Right. Definitely got to do that.
I did already.
But okay. Kai Cenat is doing a jail stream for a week straight. So this is a picture.
You want me to play a character in there?
I'm just saying, like, you not being there seems kind of criminal.
Let's make it happen.
You got the most experience. You're the most influential. You're basically the king of L.A., right?
I would never say that, cuz. I'm just
an
infant-loke general from 55th Street.
But you'll notice what color they're all wearing.
That's jail.
Right.
Criminals wear the color orange.
So you gotta rock orange when you're in there.
Yeah, when you're going through on hood prison through reception, all that shit, you wear that.
Do you take it off as soon as possible?
I mean, cause that's all we're wearing.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I got all the tats on my face and everything, cause a motherfucker don't never mistake me ever.
But does it hurt you in your soul to wear orange, even if for a limited period of time?
Because
on the outside, you would never, right?
No, that's not my thing. It's not my thing.
Right.
You know, I could dab with a little black, you know, some white clothes.
Mm.
Sometimes maybe a slight little gray clothes here and there with a blue rag. You see me on a podcast, I had the gray issue with the blue rag. You know.
What pod?
Yours.
You were rocking gray?
Okay. Yeah, I had gray in it. Yeah, it was gray. You remember, don't you, Remo? It was gray like Nike suit. I had it with the white shoes. I had a blue rag with it.
One day I want to see you dressed in all Gucci.
I could make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's probably not a great idea financially, but at some point,
how much
that's
gonna cost? Tell me right now.
Shit, sometimes
I'll shock the fucking world.
Like, if we're gonna get you like a tracksuit,
I'll shock the world, motherfucker.
For a tracksuit, it might be like $3,000-$4,000. Some shoes, about another $1,000.
So roughly five bands.
Probably about $5,500.
Oh, that's a nifty price. I can definitely do it. And when I do it, Adam, I'm going to show you.
I want to go. I want to be there.
Oh, let's make it happen.
I warned him because he went to your hood with you.
Yeah.
And I told him, do whatever you want to do. But Remo, I'm not trying to lose you.
Him and Heath. Oh, it's dangerous as fuck over there. I'm not going to lie to
you. For you specifically, yeah.
I have a lot of different people. It's just not nowhere you want to hang out.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know King Five Finger, so you can go over there. You know ODM Slim.
But I would like to go to Rodeo Drive with you. I wouldn't feel any kind of weird pressure
there.
Yeah,
go shopping and get some clothes. If they have any Gucci clothes that got a little Crip blue in them somehow.
Well, they always got some blue, yeah.
They got Crip blue something?
Yeah, you'll find you some.
But sometimes, honestly, it's like a winter thing, too, because I went in the Gucci store a couple weeks ago, and it was like all blue shit.
I love that it's winter right now. I'm going to warm up a lot of fans' sitches and bust their coochies and assholes. We're making sure they each get a babysitter.
That's a good point. It's cuffing season.
I'm not cuffing
wait.
I'm fucking.
Wait, but do you shave your armpits?
Nah, I never grow them. No hair under.
What the
Ever
fuck?
Life?
Never.
No wonder that shit felt so lubed up when my thumb went in. Shit felt bro.
No, there's really no hair in them armpits.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
That's probably genetics, though.
You don't have hairy legs or arms either?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's genetics. But I have a little hair on my face. But
can
I have these tattoos
beard?
On the side. Probably would grow, but it don't.
Honestly, would you consider getting on steroids? Because it would be so fucking funny if you were just walking around looking like,
I wouldn't get on steroids.
I wouldn't recommend you do it either because it's going to fuck your balls up afterwards. And
I don't need that to happen.
You're not going to be able to produce sperm on your own.
Yeah.
You're going to need to keep taking the juice.
Yeah, definitely need to tear from sitches, coochies, and assholes. I don't need to take steroids.
Right.
You called out DJ Envy the other day.
Oh, DJ Envy. He's scamming people.
How'd that even get on your radar?
I mean, well, when you scam people, it's not right. You know, you got to look at things like this. These people, they work hard, yeah. 5 day increments, you know? Everybody can't just do music or sit at a podcast like myself and everybody else could make increments. You find me? Some people work normal jobs. So now you're scamming these people out of their hard earned money. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's wrong as a motherfucker, you know? So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't scam nobody. I don't scam no fucking body.
Right. Well, it was really this fat fuck that he got into business with Caesar, I believe. I'm not really sure.
You called him Penis Face.
Oh, Mr. Pena. Penis Face.
Pena.
He's scamming fuckers also, huh?
Well, he seems like he's really more of the scammer. I think he's more at fault than DJ Envy.
You know,
I think DJ Envy was just getting paid to film some Instagram videos.
You're not right to scam no fucking body.
Right.
You know?
Have you never scammed before?
No, I never have. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 55th Street. I've had late work with features like 55 hours, which is a couple days that I was doing something else. But I never scammed nobody. Everybody get their shit on Fi-Fi Crit.
Right.
And nobody getting scammed. You can ask China Mac.
Okay.
He don't scam motherfuckers either.
That's like the oldest scam in the world. It's
China
like,
Mac's my buddy Woody.
Ever since I
my
got
my buddy Woody,
I
my
like that.
Buddy Woody. Have you heard of the Buddy Woody song?
I have not. Uh-huh. Ever since I got in the game and started to have clout, I started realizing that there were people around me, not like super close to me, like not like No Jumper employees, but like people who would hang out at the store and shit. And I would slowly start realizing like, oh, they're scamming. They're taking money from fans.
I just got my hair cut this day. See, it's fresh, isn't it?
No, it was great.
The Samoan man, elusive cuts.
Will you get it done once a week?
No, I get my hair cut a couple times, two times a week.
Two times?
Yeah, because I'm on camera all the time.
Yeah.
We're doing Mac Ventures. We're doing music. We're doing interview.
I get my hair cut like every 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks.
You like to let it grow. Yeah, I want to keep mine fresh.
I got white people hair, you know?
Put the shit all in it.
We was filming the Mac Ventures, and the white dude that we gave her haircut to, he dropped the N-bomb. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. And I let him know, you know, my Granny Bear side of the family, they, you know.
They don't like that?
No, they don't like that.
But what, the other side of your family's down for white people to say the N-word?
I mean, my father, my real father, he never says nothing. Like, you know, he minds his own business.
But I feel like you're not around a lot of white people in your day-to-day life as a youngin', right?
Well, you know how you look at it? That man probably was from down south or something like that. And sometimes they have a little racial shit going on like that still, like the movie Life. Remember Life with Eddie Murphy?
Well, there's still plenty of racist shit out here too, right?
I don't see it.
Yeah, not probably as much. You see a lot of like blatant overt racism growing up down south?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, down south, huh?
I got called an N-word for the first time when I moved down south.
From Mississippi?
Yeah, when I moved down there.
All right, in Mississippi was the movie Life. Remember Life, the movie Life? You ain't your cornbread!
No.
You didn't see it?
I don't think so.
So basically, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, they were bootleggers, like selling alcohol and shit. They made a trip down south to like sell some alcohol and shit, and they got booked in Mississippi.
I'm not going to lie.
They got snaked. They got scammed by something they didn't do.
The first couple times I heard people say the N-word like in a negative, derogatory way was definitely as soon as I started going down south. I got a car accident in North Carolina. Guy gave us a ride. Used the N-word in the course of dropping us off at a hotel.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He goes, I would drop you off at this one hotel over here, but there's a bunch of over there. So I'm going to drop you off at this other one.
An old man said that?
He wasn't that old. Me and my buddy just look at each other like,
whoa. Where you was at?
North Carolina. I had never heard someone say it like that in real life before. I'm like, I guess we're really down south. North Carolina, not even that far down south.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were getting
it offends older people mostly than younger people. But some people get offended younger also with that word. The word, I mean, it offends me a little, but not as much.
You got offended because you were about to beat them up.
I was angry. I was just letting them know, hey, you know, Mama Bear side, the Creole side, they on hood, they, you know, they don't like that.
Yeah, but you still fed them.
Yeah, we gave Cud a chance. We weren't going to leave Cud out there because I realized what he probably was going through, you know. He was probably going through some rough shit. Yeah, he looked like he was living through hell. You didn't see the man.
I mean, if you're homeless, the N-word probably not your biggest concern. Or like white people saying it, not the biggest concern, right? You're worried about finding a home.
Yeah, somewhere to go. Yeah, that's what
some of that good fent.
We gave them the increments. Hopefully they got their room. We just gave them the increment.
Shout out Pax.
Shout out Pax. Oh, yeah, Pax, and we did some weed over there with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So you made headlines because you were modeling for Dusto Dubs.
Oh, that's clothing line. You like that jacket, Kel?
You look great,
that,
yeah.
I got that jacket at my house, Kel. That was a cool jacket.
But what was it like? Actually, walking down the runway.
It was cool. See, I just had got another nifty cut.
Well, you do it twice a week, yeah.
I mean, well, just different events and different stuff.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, you got to make sure it's just presentable.
But how did it feel walking down there? Were you nervous? A lot of people would be nervous.
No, I'm not stage fright.
Okay.
No. I'm not stage fright. I see all the beautiful women in the crowd. I'm like, ooh, tear that coochie and asshole up!
You see yourself doing more modeling gigs in the future?
Oh, cuz, I mean, yeah, it brings another opportunity. Shout out Desto Dub, cuz.
I mean, Desto Dub's a hood trophy these days. Yeah, we got to support and uplift Desto Dub.
I fuck with cuz.
Cuz is a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to support him.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to become the Virgil of South Central unless South Central gets behind him. Now, it is amazing the level of support he gets. But yeah. we got to all stay behind up.
Yeah, shout out Desto Dub. Yeah.
My kid always talks about him. She goes, you have no hair like Dub. He does have some hair, but she can't really tell the difference, I guess.
Yeah, shout out Parker Mac.
Parker Mac. She's out of the limelight now. We're not posting her anymore.
Oh, yeah, I seen you kept on her, putting on her, the scribbles on the face. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, something happened?
Yeah, I just don't want her to have to deal with the consequences of our crazy lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, on her.
Try to avoid that a little bit.
Yeah, that's smart, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, what else do we have on this here list?
How did you and Andrew link back up recently?
Oh, man, that's a great man, Andrew.
Or did y'all link back up? Because I didn't watch the full video, but I seen old footage.
We have. That's footage there. They just did the whole interview. Coletta, he got damn near like 800,000 within a day. I said, God damn, the world was waiting on that. Because it you know, shows from my upbringing. That Mama Bear, she's actually saying it, so it's not all Swamp Story shit. It's actually the whole thing with the story. So she putting everything together, and she, Mama Bear, she keeping it real. She like, oh, you know, and going in and out of school.
You still pissed off at Swamp Stories?
No, I'm not mad, cuz.
But do you hate that when people search your name, they probably find that video a lot?
I mean, they can find it, cuz. I'm a real gangbanger from 55th Street.
Right. Boosie said he's going to sue Swamp Stories.
He doesn't like them.
Well, they made a video. The title basically says that Boosie was rap's first serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he allegedly ordered a bunch of murders back in the day, and he beat the charge.
Oh, and Swamp Stories say that?
Swamp Stories kind of exaggerated that a little bit.
Have you ever did an interview with Swamp Story?
No, I've talked to him all the time, but I still don't know who he is.
You need to tell Cud come in and get an interview.
Yeah, you're probably going to pack him out, huh?
No, fair interview. Like, we do fair fades, we do fair interviews.
Right.
Shout out Swamp Stories.
If I'm sitting you down across from Swamp Stories, we're going to have a couple of security guards behind him the whole time. Because
Swamp
I feel
Stories
like
a funny guy, kind of like Jim Carrey. Let's get an interview with Jim Carrey. I love his comedy.
Oh, that would be great. Can you set that up?
Can we? Me?
Yeah, you know.
Can you?
No.
Oh shit!
But we could ask Laura.
Oh, Laura.
I mean, she's. Okay. Anything else jump to mind? Oh Lord, he's chugging it. It's dripping down his face. Pause.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You got a handkerchief right there. You could have just.
No, you don't do that with your blue rag. No. Hell no.
You can't
that's
use
a,
it for
that's
that?
A serious DP. That's a beating.
So if you have to sneeze and you use your rag.
Hell no.
Wow, I never thought about that till now.
No.
That makes sense.
Hell no. We take this with pride and joy.
Wow. What if you carried around like a different rag in case you had to sneeze?
Like a what?
Nah, like, you know. Okay, let's dig into that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's not get into that type of shit you talk.
Okay. All right. So anything else that you want to get off your chest?
I mean, shit. No, just let people know, cuz. You know, just watch everything in the streets. Stack your increments. Help the people. Don't stern down phase. And don't do no Custer shit like Adam having a woman eat your ass.
That's not Custer shit.
That's definitely Custer shit.
That's
Is
Custer
that Custer
proof.
Shit, Remo?
I never have my ass ate.
I never will either. Never. No.
I hope that
I'm
by
a
the,
man. I'm
hope,
a crip.
I hope
I'm
by the
man,
time you're 40.
I am a crip. I'm a man.
It doesn't make me any less of a man that I got my ass eaten by Selena Powell.
It's just not. It's not a good look that you're a great man doing great shit on the podcast.
It might not be beautiful, but it's something.
It's nothing.
People are out here subscribing to the Plug Talk OnlyFans to see that content, which, by the way, onlyplugtalk.com.
Goddamn. That's crazy, Adam.
I'm going to find you a good butt eater.
I ain't fucking with no sits doing that.
But you better take a shower.
Nah, I'm not fucking with no sits doing nothing like that.
Really?
No, I'm a man. You're a man. I'm a man, Adam, but I'm a hoodster.
$1 million.
I'm a hoodster. On 5-5 Crip, never.
I got $1 million on the table. Never. And Selena Powell in the corner.
No, never.
She wants to eat your butt.
Never, never. What? On 5-5 Crip, never.
$1 million.
$1 million. Fuck that $1 million. Never, Adam.
That's
never.
A lot of old English and fucking blunt raps.
I don't give a fuck. Never. Never. Never in motherfucking life.
$2 million.
Nothing, cuz.
$55 million.
Nothing.
That was good.
Nothing at all. On 5-5 Crip.
God damn.
Don't get down like that.
Well, at a certain point, I don't even
know. I am a hoodster. A 55th Street hoodster at that.
If you're a Crip and you've gotten your ass eaten, drop a comment down below so that we can get some contrarian voices in the chat.
They need a put off.
You talked to Tony Wilrich?
No, I didn't talk with Carl.
Okay.
Hopefully he didn't go on Hoover Street. We told him not to go over there because they'll kill him.
Yeah.
They will hurt him.
He dropped his flag.
They just gave up gangbanging?
I mean, I kind of question how much gangbanging he was really doing in the first place.
Right. You know he got his fame. He said, fuck it. I got my fame. He got on.
I'm pretty sure he's just like a regular gay guy with a funny sense of humor. And he kind of did the whole Crip thing.
Hey, that episode was legendary with me, you, Brick Baby, Sharp.
I wasn't there. Sharp was there.
Oh, you were here. Sharp's facial expressions was crazy.
Did you get a lot of backlash for doing that interview?
I mean, a lot of people see different Crips like, oh, cut this and that, like, oh, Crip man, weird, this and that, right? But then the homies in the set, like, you can't judge gay people. This is how these people from this hood is most of them are. So it's just putting these motherfuckers out there, and we kept it respectful. We didn't choke him. We didn't try to beat him. We even gave Kel a motherfucking sandwich in the old English, Kel. We treated Kel with respect.
No, you gave him a Subway sandwich. Kel
came. That's why I said a Subway sandwich.
You give him a $5 footlong. Pause.
That sound gay as a motherfucker. Well, we're not, what, five each is on, cub, but we're not talking about all that type shit. You fight me?
Right. But you're saying that the OGs of LA are open-minded about Tony?
No, they just like pretty much saying you, all right, you're not supposed to judge people that are of that. You see what I'm saying? He came, he did the podcast, he didn't have nobody hitting outside or nothing like that, no weird shit going on, he just was normal.
You thought he would have had a gay dude hanging out in the bushes to jump out and tickle you or something?
I strangled Carl. To do what?
You're not into getting tickled?
Not by no fucking man.
You ever let your girl tickle you?
I've had a big booty sit, she tickled my feet sometimes.
Ooh, give me a belly tickle.
No, just kick my feet. It's kind of funny. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I've had a lot of big booty sitches. Matter of fact, I need to get on my phone and see which big booty sitch wants to get a babysitter and come out tonight.
Yeah, what lucky lady is going to come?
Lucky lady's getting her coochie, you pay, asshole.
You pay for the babysitter?
No, cuz they pay for the babysitter. We make sure wherever we at, cuz, that she get there and home safe.
Yeah.
You fight me? Because I'm a nifty nickel. I don't want her to get stranded. I don't want her to end up on another street getting shot at somewhere, going somewhere. You know, I'm going to make sure, all right, you coming. We got the Crippin' Amigos. You fired me. On Hustlers is a nice, nifty meal. Whatever you like.
So how do you vet your fan sitches that you bring over? You don't scare. You ain't scared that somebody try to backdoor you? Like having a random chick just come, knowing your location?
All of them is not random, because they people is gangbangers from neighborhood cripples that my hood fuck with.
Really?
You get what I'm saying?
So you only fuck people you're on good terms with?
Well, pretty much, I ask where they people from and all that shit. You hear me?
But they could lie.
What would they lie? It's like a backdoor situation.
That ain't never happened. If it gets Mickey and Tricky like that, it's going to get Mickey and Tricky.
I just think you should really be on alert because we don't know what these bitches are going to do.
Yeah, sometimes, cuz, I just go find a nice little room. I know some rooms, cuz, I fuck with them.
That's where you got arrested last time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to fire go in, out rooms, cuz, when you're supposed to fire on hood, see at home, on that type of stuff.
So you were going around to different rooms, and that's why the cops came?
No, pretty much, cuz, I was in the room, cuz, and they just came.
Well, I heard you were being loud and crazy and shit.
Yeah, just seeing myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to keep it low. Stay away from the cops.
I make sure, on hood with the sitches I meet, I make sure they're not Mickey and Tricky.
Yeah.
You know, and I And I show them a real nifty time.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, make sure you don't let them lick your asshole.
They would never do that.
Good.
They would never try.
Good. This is reverse psychology.
Five real.
Good. I'm glad.
Never try.
I'm glad.
Yeah. They're going to eat yours.
You're not having second thoughts?
They're going to eat yours.
It didn't work. Yeah, no, all the bud eaters for sure. It's happened with me.
They're going to eat Adam's ass. That's what they're going to do.
Do you think the people out there should like, comment, and subscribe?
Yeah, they should, Kyle.
I agree.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Okay.
Another epic fucking interview.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
I got your BO on my arm, on my thumb.
I took a nasty shower.
So it could have been worse. All right, Remo. Appreciate you. Hope we didn't leave anything too important on the floor.
What you got to tell the people, Crip Mac, before we get up out of here?
Nothing on the floor.
What's your message to the youth? No.
Oh, the youth, cuh? Well, youth, never get your ass eaten by a
never
woman.
Never commit suicide.
And never commit
suicide. Never get your ass eaten.
Yeah. You know, if you're a little boy or a grown man, don't ever do that, youth. And also, let's let the youth know, stay in school, get great grades. A is something active, and C is something cracking. On here, just take care of business.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? And you can make it in life. You can make it. On who?
For sure. There it is. Thank you, Remo.
For sure.
It's Remo.
First time sitting down with Crip Mac. Me and Crip Mac hang out a lot, boy. This is the first time.
We hang out. We do Mac Ventures sometimes.
What do you guys do together?
He does Mac Ventures with us. Like, he helps edit.
I'm the producer.
What about when you're just chilling? What's that like? Are you only
me and Remo? We haven't chilled.
We chill at work.
At work. That's really work. I guess you could say it's work. Work with China Mac. He has a motherfucker. We work all day, but it pays off real nifty.
Right.
Oh yeah, it's worth it. Everything about it's worth. It's worth it.
Have you done any content where you lifted weights?
I got weights at my house.
China Mac messaged me a while back about being on Mac Ventures, and I was thinking about it.
You want to lift weights with me?
But that's what I'm thinking. I know a dude who has a really, really good gym. Shout out to Bradley Martin.
Yeah, shout out. Yes, we can make something like that happen.
You down to make it happen? Because I want to know how much you can bench press. Like, how does this translate to the gym?
I don't know. I'm kind of a fat cast dude, but I got some nifty.
Well, you can be fat. You just got to be strong.
I'm safe, you know.
What's your max bench? Have you ever maxed out?
I ain't did that in a while.
Okay.
You know, but I'm thinking if I shell cut 280, 300.
300 bench?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You got to set that up.
I'm thinking. If not 300, cut 250.
All right.
255.
Let's do 255. Yeah.
Hit my line, Bradley Martin. We're going to make this happen.
Let's make it happen. Let's do it.
Let's go. All right. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. Much love. Thank you, Remo. Shout out to the legend, Crip Mac. Like, comment, subscribe.
Did he say the legend? I'm a legend now?
Oh, yeah. You're a big legend. Oh. I said that on the No Jumper show yesterday. Oh. Do you feel like a legend?
9th, 55th Street.
You feel like a legend?
Yeah, cuz. That's me. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Easily.
Yeah. Hey. Let's let me and Kyle Massey have a 55th Street fade since Kerr look like me.
Why not just do a pod?
Do a pod? Get Kerr on here then.
Yeah, but no fade.
No fade with Kerr?
Yeah.
He looked like me though, so it's like cousins. We act like we fighting.
We do a pod and then we'll
really fight though.
We'll do the fade later.
Huh?
We'll do the pod and then we'll figure out what's going on with the fade later.
Right. Yeah, I always thought he could do some good. We could do some good Mac Ventures or something.
The show. All right.
Me and Cuz, we could do something. Me and Cuz could definitely get something.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We out.
No Jumper, the niftiest podcast in the motherfucking world. Correct it.
Yeah, niftiest. You heard him. Yeah.